Welcome to the Employment News, your comprehensive guide to the latest job opportunities across various sectors with Lucy Gabriel. Stay tuned as we bring you updates on job vacancies and government recruitment notifications to help you navigate the competitive job market. And now to start with,
the National Institute of Entrepreneurship and Small Business Development under the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Government of India, is inviting applications for two positions on deputation basis, that is Joint Director, Projects and Incubation, and Joint Director. They must have 5 years of regular service in relevant positions. For further details regarding eligibility and the application process, please visit their website, that is at www.nisbat.nic.in. Or you may also go on to www.nisbudtraining.in. The Tata Institute of Fundamental Research is inviting applications for various positions at its balloon facility located in Hyderabad. The institute seeks candidates for the role of Scientific Officer B, which consists of one unreserved post. The selected candidates will be positioned at a pay level 8 and applications must be forwarded to the scientist in charge at the balloon facility in Hyderabad. Interested applicants are encouraged to submit their applications by post, ensuring they reach the designated office by the application deadline. For detailed information regarding the advertisement and application requirements, kindly visit the TIFR careers page at https://www.tifr.res.in. Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, HAL, a Maharatna central public sector undertaking and a leading name in the aeronautical industry of Southeast Asia, is looking for qualified medical professionals for immediate recruitment at its Industrial Health Center in Bangalore. The available positions include senior medical officers in various specializations such as ENT, general medicine, geriatric medicine, orthopedics, and obstetrics and gynecology, among others. Applicants must hold a MBBS degree along with specified postgraduate qualifications with varying experience requirement. The last date to submit the applications is December 21, 2024. Interested candidates can find complete details about the vacancies and qualifications and application procedures at the HAL website. Kindly go on to https://hal-india.co.in/home. The Center for DNA Fingerprinting and Diagnostics, CDFD, an esteemed research institute under the Biotechnology Research and Innovation Council, is seeking qualified candidates for various posts through direct recruitment. Positions include Technical Officer 1, Technical Assistants, Junior Managerial Assistant and Junior Assistants, with respective basic pay ranging from 18,000 to 35,400 rupees, depending on the position and pay matrix levels. The CDFD emphasizes diversity and has reserved specific positions for EWS and ST candidates. Interested individuals can acquire further information on the application procedures and eligibility criteria by visiting the CDFD website at http://www.cdfd.org.in. The Central Employment Exchange announces the extension of the application deadline for the post of Technician General in Level 5 of the pay matrix under Advertisement No. 6, 2024. The new deadline is now extended by 30 days from the publication date in Employment News, while the crucial date for eligibility remains unchanged at 5/8/2024. Applications in the prescribed format should be sent to the Director and the Directorate of Lighthouses and Lightships, Kolkata, West Bengal. For further details regarding eligibility and application format, kindly visit www.dgll.gov.in. and at www.hcs.gov.in. The Tariff Authority for Major Ports in Mumbai invites applications for Group A post at the National Institute of Disaster Management, NIDM, in Delhi Campus and Southern Campus, Andhra Pradesh. The last date for application submission has been extended until 10-12-2024 for the position of Assistant Professor, with a total of 4 vacancies at pay level 10. Detailed application procedures can be found at https://nidm.gov.in. NBCC India Limited, a Navratna public sector enterprise under the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs, is seeking dynamic professionals for various roles to drive expansion in India and abroad. They have openings for Chief General Manager Law, General Manager Engineering, Deputy General Manager HRM, and Architecture and Planning. Candidates should possess relevant experience and qualifications in law, engineering, or architecture, particularly in the construction and infrastructure sectors. If you are ready to contribute to urban development, kindly visit the official website for more details on the application process. You may go on to https://www.nbccindia.in/index. The Office of the Custodian under the Ministry of Finance seeks a senior administrative officer on special duty on a deputation basis for its Mumbai office. This position offers a pay matrix at level 9 and requires applications to be submitted through proper channel along with the necessary documentation within 30 days of publication in Employment News. More details about the eligibility criteria and terms can be accessed through the website, that is www.financialservices.gov.in. The Government of Puducherry Planning and Research Department is looking to engage Indian citizens for various contract-based positions within the State Institution for Transformation, Puducherry. Positions include team leader with a focus on monitoring and evaluation, and several sector expert roles across different domains such as economics, tourism, infrastructure, and more. Interested candidates can find detailed information about these opportunities and application procedures on the official website. You may go on to https://pandr.py.gov.in. The Department of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare is accepting applications for the role of private secretary at the National Seeds Research and Training Center in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh. This Group B gazetted non-ministerial position offers a pay level 7 as per the 7 CPC. Interested individuals should send their applications within 60 days of the advertisement's publication in Employment News and prominent national dailies. For further details, kindly visit www.agriwelfare.gov.in.
Thank you for tuning in to today's edition of Employment News. We hope you found the information valuable and insightful. For further details and more vacancies, you may pursue the Employment Newspaper or go onto their website www.employmentnews.gov.in. The Employment News is also published in Hindi and Urdu by the Publications Division of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Remember to stay proactive in your job search and keep exploring new avenues for career growth. Join us next time for more exciting job updates. Until then, stay motivated and keep striving for success. Goodbye and have a productive day ahead.